Good morning, everyone. I am Dibankur Sanyal. I am a PhD student at North Dakota State University. I am working with Dr. Amitabha Chatterjee. And today I am going to talk about our research on biological nitrogen fixation by different driving cultivars when they are inoculated with rhizobia or non-inoculated. So to tell you about simple stuff about the drivings. So dry edible beans are the second most important legume after soybeans, and USA is ranked fourth among all the dry bean producing countries in the world. And in the US, North Dakota, the state where I'm studying, it got the highest acreage and highest production in India. It almost has got 40% of the share of total US dry bean production. Dry bean is often considered as a poor nitrogen fixer, as I am going to talk about biological nitrogen fixation. To remind you, it adds about 6 million megagram nitrogen in the global soils though. So to start with biological nitrogen fixation, we have to know about a little bit about symbiosis. It's a association between a bacteria, mostly rhizobia, and a legume plant. Mostly they form nodules, mostly in roots or in other parts too sometimes. And it's the most efficient eco-friendly nitrogen source, so you don't have to apply enough high amount of inorganic synthesized chemical nitrogen fertilizers. And often it is recommended that you add rhizobia inoculants to the soil to confirm the higher amount of nitrogen fixation through higher chances of symbiosis between the bacteria and the legume crop, here the dry bean. But in the literatures I studied, most of the cases it's not guaranteed that when you add inoculant to the soil, you will get higher nitrogen fixation or higher yield, because farmers are mostly interested in yields. And if you say them something that doesn't increase yield that much and also costs them, they will not like it. So it's very simple to say that if you add enough amount of bacteria in the soil, there will be more probability of the symbiosis going on. But it's not always true. And there is another problem in North Dakota and Minnesota mostly. The problem is the only available inoculant for dry bean, rhizobia inoculant for dry beans, are the peat-based inoculants. That's powdery, and they have a problem with the air seeder because they are powdery, so they clog the pores of the seeders. So the farmers don't like it. That's why only 18 to 19% of the farmers in North Dakota and Minnesota, they only use rhizobia inoculants. So we came up with three main question or hypothesis. So if rhizobia inoculation has a potential to increase BNF, the biological nitrogen fixation, and to check if we can screen few dry bean cultivars that can fix higher amount of nitrogen. So it's generally on an average it's 35 to 40 or 45 kilogram nitrogen per hectare that the dry beans can fix. If you compare it with the soybeans, they can fix around 70 to 80 or 85 or sometimes more than 100 kilograms of nitrogen. But there are studies that reported few cultivars that fixed more than 100. I have seen a study that reported 120 kilogram nitrogen per hectare by a dry-bean cultivar. So we wanted to screen the dry-bean cultivars that can fix higher amount of nitrogen. And also, we were trying to introduce a liquid inoculation technique that can be a potential alternative to the peat-based inoculation, so that we can avoid the incompatibility of the peat-based inoculant with the air seeder that the farmers mostly use in that area. So a little bit of background data. We studied both the years 2016 and 2017 and in two different locations, one in North Dakota, another in Minnesota. The soil characteristics are mostly similar. Only in 2017 we had a soil that's a higher nitrate nitrogen in top 30 centimeters. So we laid out our field plots following a randomized block design, and we arranged it in a split plot arrangement. And the inoculant treatments, mostly liquid, peat, and the non-inoculant control were our main plot treatments, and we used cultivars from four different market classes in 2016 and two different market classes in 2017. So we used 16 cultivars from four driving market classes in 2016, but we used only 8 cultivars of them in 2017. So I was interested in checking the background rhizobia population. So we did a small study that is most to get the most probable number, and we followed Weaver and Fredrick method, and we found that the rhizobia content was 19 rhizobia per gram of soil. That's at the end, at the lower end of when you apply inoculant. So to estimate nitrogen fixation, we use stable isotope dilution technique. That's the most efficient and probably, but sometimes it overestimates the nitrogen fixation. And we enriched our soil with potassium nitrate with 15 in it, with 99.2 atom percent in it, and we enriched it to 5 atom percent level. Now, the yields. In 2016, we found that the Pinto cultivars produced higher, except the ND307. So the highest production was found in Windbreaker, that's a Pinto cultivar, and the lowest was Eclipse, that's a black, followed by the Foxfire, that's a kidney bean cultivar. So you can see there is a high amount of variation in their yields, but if you look at a single market class, they're almost similar kind of yield. Though there are different high range of values from 1504 to 747, so that's the high range. So we did study in the 2017 too, and we also found the similar kind of variation in yields of different cultivars of drivings, and we found that again a kidney cultivar produced the lowest amount of dry edible bean, and that's Red Hog. It produced only 772 kilogram per hectare, and where La Paz, its productivity was 2190 kilogram per hectare. That's pretty high. And in 2016 also, you will find that La Paz was like 1299, closer to the higher, the highest driving production. So there is a general trend that kidney cultivars, they didn't produce that much, except Montcamp that produced 1807 kilogram per hectare in 2017 and around 1063 in 2016. Now to talk about nitrogen fixed by the driving cultivars, we calculated it as the kilogram nitrogen per hectare by each cultivars, and you'll find a high level of variation and a high range again. So it from 102 kilogram nitrogen per hectare that fixed by a cultivar named as Montcamp, that's a kidney cultivar, whereas the another kidney cultivar, the Pink Panther, it only fixed 54.2, that's 50 kgs, like half of it. So, and you also find that the ND307 that fixed 101 kilogram per nitrogen per hectare, and La Paz also fixed a high amount of nitrogen. All the Pinto cultivars, they fixed higher amount of nitrogen, and also the black ones or the navy ones were kidney. The kidney cultivars, mostly they fixed a lower amount of nitrogen. So we studied 8 cultivars in 2017 also, and we included kidney cultivars, and we also found the similar kind of trend. It's high range, 70 kilogram nitrogen per hectare and 23 kilogram nitrogen per hectare in Red Hog, and 70 in La Paz, that's the Pinto driving cultivar. So almost all other cultivars, they fixed around 50 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. That's already reported. And Montcamp also produced a good amount of nitrogen. Fixed good amount of nitrogen. That's around 60 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. Also in 2016, you can see the Montcamp produced the highest, fixed the highest amount of nitrogen. So we tried something to, if we can correlate the nitrogen fixed by the cultivars and their yield, their seed yield, and we didn't find anything in 2016. We had 16 cultivars that time. But in 2017, I don't know, eventually we found a very good R-square value, a high correlation, because it's a univariate. So in 2017, we found that it's almost 94% correlation. So it's pretty high. And so sometimes the nitrogen fixation can be correlated with the yield, but it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed at all. So if we summarize the whole thing, we'll find that the yields, so Pinto always produced higher amount of yield, either it's Windbreaker or the La Paz in 2017. The lowest amount of yield was produced by Kidney Mark class cultivars. If you go on 2016, you will find the second lowest. If you can, yeah, the second lowest was by a Kidney, that's Foxfire. And so it's always Kidney, the lowest producing ones. But in record, in 2016, it was found that light red Kidney cultivars produce a higher amount of yield. So we did a little molecular study, and we found that the NIF-A gene, the expression of NIF-A gene, NIF-A gene encodes the nitrogenase enzyme that actively regulates the nitrogen fixation process. So we found that NIF-A gene expression, they are regulating the yield also. So we found that nitrogen fixation in gram nitrogen per gram plant dry matter was highly correlated with the NIF-A gene expressions of four Pinto bean cultivars. So we took only four cultivars from a single macula, so we can have the similar kind of physiology of the plants. And if you're interested, you can come and see my poster. I will present my poster tomorrow. You're always welcome. In it is 1231, the poster number. And that's all. Thank you.
Are there any questions? Would these fields have had these types of beans in them before, or would there be any effect of carryover from pre-existing populations of Brazil?
Exactly, exactly. So in 2016, we worked at Prosper. It has a dry bean history previously, but that's why we couldn't find, and we thought that let's go to another field there where we don't have any dry bean history. And we studied a field, there was no dry bean at all previously in 2017 in Minnesota, and we still didn't find anything interesting. Everything was like, we didn't find any significant effect of the inoculants over the non-inoculated controls. We didn't find the different significant differences between the inoculants, two types of. So, yeah, we tried. Thank you.